Police said they were investigating whether the attack was a hate crime.
I don't know. It's hard to say.
Yeah, it's hard to say.
immediately opened fire, killing at least 5 people and injuring 25 others before patrons confronted and stopped him.
Hey, stop that!
Hey, stop it! Stop it!
You shot my friend. Can you please stop that? I need another drink.
No, this shooting is in here.
Hey, Nick.
Hey, Pedro. Who do you think you are?
Hey, CJ.
Hey, guys.
How are you?
Good.
Honestly, how are you?
Terrible.
Good. Hey, we're all here.
You want to hear a beautiful sound?
Do not trust the pilgrims.
Don't do it.
Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. And I'll be the first to say it. Let's make America great
and gay. Oh. What are we? I thought we rehearsed this.
No.
The second word was gay.
It's the new Donald Trump slogan, dude.
Oh, what is it?
Make America great and glorious again.
Oh, glorious. Oh, how could we forget?
Glorious.
Well, some may say by being glorious, you're...
One... the white
man marches on. Sing it with us if you know it at home.
Can we do that in the first minute, or is that okay?
Yeah.
You already did.
Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. It's an absolute joy to be here with Pedro, my sick, dying friend, and CJ, my slow, dying, sad friend.
Hey.
And I am Pedro, everybody, and it is kind of a sad time right now. You know, I just want to say a shout out, RIP, to Jason David Frank.
So I got a singer recording.
No, you uncultured pig. That was... the OG White and Green Ranger, dude.
Damn.
Proving that even as a Power Ranger, some demons can be too powerful. You know what I'm saying? Also, if you have 3 first names, go fucking kill yourself, dude.
Right. Damn. And I'm Chris James. Follow me on Instagram at CJ Talks Funny for brand new jokes sometimes. Rest in power, Tommy the Green Ranger, for sure. My mom always... I was always the Green Ranger when I was playing Power Rangers back in the neighborhood, you know?
Nice.
When he changed to the White Ranger, my mom was like, you can't play Power Rangers anymore because we grew up in a Hispanic neighborhood, so I was always running around like, I'm the White Power Ranger.
Oh.
Yeah, and White Power Ranger sounds like Derek Chauvin's Twitter bio.
True.
Sure does.
So that's when he peaked in your life.
I thought your mom would be more proud of you there.
No. Right. She would never do that.
It's all about survival.
I got you guys something.
Oh,
little scratches, dude. Some holiday scratches.
Thank you so much, dude.
Thanks, buddy.
We should do these on air.
We should. Do you have a penny?
No.
Good.
Yeah, I do, actually. But see the same Power Ranger that went to jail for using a machete and killing him? His roommate?
I don't think so.
There's another Power Ranger that did that.
That must have been one of the
later... That was a brown ranger, I think, homie. Only the brown ones use machetes.
Hell yeah, you beat me to the brown ranger joke.
I'm not sure what one is. I know one of the Power Rangers attacked his roommate with a machete.
Damn, for real?
Yeah. It wasn't Kimberly. She's dead. She died.
She died?
I think she died in a...
No, that was the Yellow Ranger.
The Chinese one died in a car crash.
Yeah, when she was 27.
Not even a joke. It's reality, folks.
It really is. It really is reality.
Oh.
Yeah, that was like one of the later gay ones from Power Rangers Samurai, ironically.
Oh, interesting.
Oh, so it's a different...
Method acting. That's what he was doing.
Yeah, Ricardo Medina. No,
oh, he was a brown ranger.
Yeah, he was a brown ranger.
¿Qué pasó ese?
Power to the browns, homes.
Oh, so there was they rebooted it or something like that?
Like 11 times. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Mighty Morphin is the only one I recognize.
The OGs.
Okay,
dude.
Gotcha.
Mighty Morphins are the OGs.
Well, damn.
Yeah.
What do you think the black Power Ranger from Mighty Morphin got into? Where are they now, dude?
I was going to say something, but I decided.
You bit down so hard. I was going to say something, too, but.
Because we know. What happened to the pink one then?
I think she's still kicking.
She became an Olympic gymnast or something.
Did she really?
Yeah, she's an Olympic.
She was so hot.
Every man, like everyone of our age's first crushes. Yeah.
Topanga, Kimberly.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah, damn.
Sister. Oh, yeah. They were all right.
Golden Girls
were hot.
Oof. Some gilf kink, dude.
Hell yeah. He also, the Green Ranger, was he was an MMA fighter as well.
That's right.
No, he wasn't.
He was
indeed. Yeah, he was.
Was he?
Yep. Oh, yeah. And
with himself.
He's grappling them feelings, bro.
Tap, tap, tap.
Oh, he tapped, all right.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, indeed, he did.
Tapped in the afterlife.
¿Quién crees que eres?
Yeah, dude.
It's morphin' time. It's morphin'
time. And honestly, what better of a time to kill yourself than before the holidays?
For real, yeah, dude. For guy sure. had.
If your family never gave you enough love or attention, what a better way to ruin your family's holiday season?
Dude. Yeah.
Because now they have a topic of conversation. Maybe you wouldn't even have come to these events, and now that you'll be at the table, you'll be spoken of.
Oh, yeah.
He had it, like, the chips were stacked against him. He was a child star, and then he was getting hit in the head all the time. You know what I mean? Like,
oh, CTE involved? Happen.
Maybe. Maybe.
Interesting.
You never know.
Yeah, that's a bad combo. The CTE and... A child star.
Yeah. Wow. Plus, he was.
Oh, yeah.
He belonged to a group called Fighters Against Child Abuse. Uh-huh. And so, if we've learned anything from like Chester Bennington and Anne Heche and Chris Cornell, who were all fighting child abuse at the time that they killed themselves, being against child abuse is a risk factor for suicide.
It's a pathway to suicide.
That's why I'm pro child abuse.
Yeah.
Just because I don't want to be suicide murdered.
Yeah. I'm indifferent about it. So. Yeah.
I'm not pro or against.
Yeah.
I don't have a hard line on either side.
Your body, your choice.
That's well, I don't know enough about the story. I mean, like, it's a case by case story. Yeah. I kind of feel like.
Mm-hmm. Well, RIP, dude.
Rest in peace, the Green Power Ranger. What was your favorite Power Ranger? The white one? I think that was kind of everybody's, wasn't
it? Yeah, Whiter, the green. Dude. Jason.
Same
Jason David Frank.
I liked him better as the Green Ranger. I think that outfit was cooler.
It was cooler.
It was pretty dope with the shoulder pads.
That was, yeah. Wait, wasn't that
well, they,
the
I think the they both had shoulder
they
pads.
Well, not the very, very original one. It was like more of a leotard. Then the show evolved, then they all started like shoulder pads and all kinds of weird stuff started happening, dude.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
But that's enough about Power Rangers. Do we need to
no,
talk
it's about not, dude.
Okay, let's talk, what else you got, Power Rangers?
Dude, Mighty Morphin, Dr. Ooze.
How much can we talk about Power Rangers?
Remember, we could go the whole episode.
Do you think we could?
Remember when the Power Rangers met the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles?
No.
That happened.
I vaguely remember that.
That's sick.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Yo, who were the two
it
fucking...
kind of sounds familiar.
...dweeb punks in the show?
Bulk and Skull.
Bulk and Skull, dude. Fuck yeah. Those guys are massive.
Can I see a picture of them?
Dude. They were such nerds, dude.
They had that wild... Yeah, they had that wacky-ass skateboard. You remember like that? It's almost like three skateboards connected to each other. You can fold them and bend it.
Dude,
do you remember that?
I wrecked my shit on one of those.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
That shit was wild, dude.
Damn.
Yeah, I have like a bunch of scars on my elbows.
It's
just from a couple of
it's like literally the whole show is like 35-year-olds pretending they're 16-year-olds. <Yeah. laughs> Like, that's what it is.
Hell yeah, dude. That's what I like to do in my time.
Age play? <Yeah. laughs> What's wrong with you?
Bulk and Skull.
Bulk and Skull, homie. The two punks, they're like the bullies, supposedly.
Yeah, I do not remember those guys at all.
Dude.
Yeah, and I love the Power Rangers.
Does that look like Pauly Shore on the left?
Yeah, it's funny because it's like a fat guy and like a super nerd. You know what I mean? Like that's like the worst two
but
bullies.
Yeah, but they're trying to be hardcore.
Yeah,
that's what's funny about it. It's the irony that they're being posers.
It was a very ironic show.
It was.
They don't understand a bunch of the irony that's kind of
for sure
put in there.
Yeah, that gay little fucking onion tail, that ponytail that looks like an onion. It's just like barely a fucking ponytail.
If you're joining us, welcome. Please say hi in the chat. Feel free to add your 2 cents.
Your favorite Power Ranger.
Yeah, favorite P Ranger.
Or favorite Power Ranger fact. What's your favorite Power Ranger fact? You know what I mean? Mine would have had to have been the Asian driver. Hilarious. I mean, so funny.
She was hot too.
Yeah, if you're into that.
God damn, dude.
What? We can all have preferences.
These savages are our guests.
It's crazy. We're not even allowed to have preferences anymore. You know what I mean?
You're allowed like, to prefer what, a certain race.
You don't want to blow, you don't want to suck a girl's dick? I'm like, no, I don't.
Whoa.
Uh-oh.
Our boy is joined the dark side again.
I'm about to have a fucking. I'm about to have a panic attack right now.
Good time.
Well, we can talk about fun stuff then instead, like the Q Club shooting. We talk about the earthquake in Indonesia. We can make this a very thankful episode.
I just mean from the weed.
I know. So I was trying to help with anxiety.
He's getting it regardless.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Yeah. Oh. He's getting it regardless.
I guess I've never truly had weed anxiety that bad.
Yeah, I have.
I went to my buddy's house over the weekend, my buddy Anthony. Mm-hmm. And
shout out, Anthony.
What up, Anthony?
And I smoked over there and fucking had a straight up panic attack. And I'm like just sitting there on the couch while him and his girlfriend are like enjoying their dinner. And I'm just like,
they're making out,
checking my pulse, and my fucking heart's racing like crazy. And I'm just like, I'm like, I'm going to go stand in the hallway over here.
Those are so kind of fun sometimes, though, dude.
Yeah, yeah. It's not the worst thing in the world, but it's awkward. Yeah.
They make you feel alive.
There's very few times.
And about to die at the same time.
You're never more alive than when you're right about to die.
That's true.
It's more of a time.
That's wild to have that feeling from weed. I think like there's got to be maybe two or three times I've even ever have checked my pulse.
Really?
And that's like hard drugs.
I never check my pulse. I can just always hear it in my ears.
Yeah.
That's like, crazy.
Yeah, it's wild.
So I've never truly gotten anxiety, at least in that way.
I check my pulse every day.
Yeah?
Yeah. Yeah. Even without weed, just like if I get some indigestion, I'm like, am I having a heart attack? No.
Okay. Damn. See, I was there and I just got to block it, dude. I just, you know, fucking hang the fucking garlic on the door. Homie, don't come here.
Power of Christ.
Hell yeah. That's BTO.
Garlic on the door, what's that going to do? Keep the vampires out?
It repels me. Yeah. It was like kind of a correlation between
vampire.
I don't want
Jesus.
That shit, you know?
Vampire weekend.
Bad vibes, dude. Yeah. Bad vibes. I don't want it. Hang the garlic on the door. You
I respect that.
What can we win with this, dude? I got little fucking scratchy watchies.
You can win up to $10,000.
Search entire play area.
Scratch,
reveal,
sir.
Search entire play area. That's what I do on the weekends. Reveal a tree symbol. Win prize shown for that symbol. Reveal slay. Symbol to win double that prize.
Wow, cool.
Are we gonna do this or not, dude?
Let's do it.
You got a coin?
Yes, got something.
Let's see here. I'm gonna try to use this lighty bitey, dude. What's the search for? Is it all of it? No, I don't think
it's the whole play area.
Let me search it.
Says scratch also.
All right, don't mind us, listeners.
Oh, snap. Got nothing.
Play area, the inside or the outside?
I think it's the outside, homie. You scratch off the outside.
All right, so we're looking for either a Christmas tree or what is that, a skunk?
I got a Christmas tree.
Oh, it's all different for everybody?
I won $1.
You got $1?
Yeah, this thing costs $2, so I can almost halfway to buying another one.
I do love scratchers, dude. You know what's
scratchers
bad?
Scratchers are fun, dude.
It's now that you got me this, I'm going to have an itch to get a scratcher.
Yeah?
The next time at a gas station. I just have an addictive personality like that. Same
dude, the only reason I got this because the lady in front of us, she's like, give me $25 of the holiday scratchers and 2 packs of 100 Pall Malls.
And you wanted to be like her?
And I was like, yes, I want to be like you.
Yeah.
Oh, so I won my money back on this ticket, dude.
So I
got $2.
So since you won, we're probably not going to win anything.
Also, there's like a code on the bottom that you can just have them type in and you don't even have to scratch.
There's like super addicted players. That's all they do. They don't even scratch. I'm just like,
they do it in the store.
Dude.
They do it in the store. And
I know.
Like, I won. I'm up a dollar, dude.
I'm like, you at least might as well take it all in, dude. You know what I mean?
I'm up a dollar.
But I was going to say, like, from my addictive personality, like those nicotine sticks that you gave me, those toothpicks. As soon as I ran out of those, I'd find myself at work being like, you know, dude, fuck it. I'm going to buy a pack of cigarettes on my way home. You know, no, I need to buy those like little tobacco, those snuff things. Like,
oh,
just
yeah,
something.
Yeah. The Zen pouches. Yeah.
Nicotine just runs me, dude. It's crazy.
Yo, homies, I'm up $3.
Are you really?
Congratulations, dude.
I'm up nothing, dude. I lost.
Yeah. Thanks for nothing, dude.
Well, yeah, that's something to be grateful for.
No, thank you.
I'm grateful for
it.
You've I
just
said
made
thank
me
you.
Work, made me expend energy for nothing, dude.
There's a barcode. That's I won
great.
$3.
That's one, great. Two, three, four, $5.
$5.
That's crazy.
Well, $3 because price of the ticket, Dougie.
Yep.
Okay.
That's math, dude. Good job.
Math.
That's sick, dude. What are you gonna do with all your money?
Did you win anything?
No, I didn't.
Of course,
just notice how he just gives my friendship. He gives himself the winning ticket. That's cool.
Yeah, because I had an idea that was the winning ticket.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, I knew. I actually had him scan it there.
Yeah, well, that was fun.
You ruined Thanksgiving.
You really did.
Thanks really did, for dude. Nothing, dude. That's what I'm thankful for is nothing.
It's polar payout.
From you.
No, I could see that, though, because... like I said, that was the only reason I got these scratchers, because the lady in front of me, and I was like, that'll be fun to do.
Yeah, it's kind of fun.
You know?
Oh, it's fun.
And then also like...
it's a rush. Especially when you win $5.
During Thanksgiving or Christmas, my wife's family leaves scratchers, you know, in the... under the plate or something like that. So everybody, yeah, everybody at the end of the... It's just fun.
That's so crazy. My buddy who was Jewish also did that. But it wasn't the Jewish side of his family, I'm pretty sure.
My mom does it.
So the Jewness was just incidental. I didn't even need to say it, really.
We would always do it on New Year's Eve. So you do it like around when the clock hits midnight and then see. I've always liked that one. I still do that one.
Yeah.
Every once in a while.
It's like a rich people thing, huh?
Y'all play left, right, center, dude?
Yeah, scratchers are rich people things, CJ.
I mean, scratchers at the holidays is what it seems like.
Yeah,
because you don't really need the money. It'd just be nice.
It'd be fucking sick.
Y'all play left, right, center?
What's that?
Yeah, we do that.
The dice game?
Yeah.
You throw everything, what everybody does, like $1, $3?
Everybody has $3, and it's three die. And every die has L, C, R, and then a dot on it.
Uh-huh.
And then...
if you roll an L, you pass $1 to the left.
To the left.
Oh, that's kind of cool. Right.
But you only roll as many die as you have dollars. Mm. So if you have $1 left, you only roll one.
Gotcha.
And then if lands on the dot, you keep your money. And then the next person goes. So by the end of the thing, you know, everybody's put their money in the center, handed it over. And you're not really out of that game because if the people around you have money, they can always roll an R. Mm-hmm. And you get $1, you know.
How does it end?
I mean, at the end, you're only going to have two people with money left. And then, depending if the last dollar goes to the center and somebody's remaining with a dollar in their hand, they get the pot.
Who gets the center? Oh,
the person that, yeah.
Gotcha.
Ooh. Jesus.
What's the most you ever won playing that?
Well, we used to do like $3, $5 bills.
Damn.
That was more, you know, higher stakes, baby.
Rich people stuff.
Yeah. That's rich. Yeah, we would do $100 bills.
I barely was able to buy in. I'm not the rich one there.
Yeah. $15 is like
probably like
a third of the money I have right now.
Probably $60.
Yeah, we'll skip past that.
I didn't even hear you because I was talking over you as usual.
He said... $15 is like a third of the money he has right now.
And actually, it's more than that. I have $40.
Ladies. well, money comes and money goes, as my dad always said before he came.
That's what I always told you, dude. It wasn't your dad.
Well, I call you my daddy.
Oh, true.
When we're hooking up. All right. That's enough about the Power Rangers and your fucking Mexican dice games, dude.
Go, go, homosexual. That's a good song.
Let's go. I sent you a list of the do nots at Thanksgiving.
Okay, this is a list of the 15 rudest things to do during Thanksgiving, right?
Oh, is it 15th? I didn't know there's a number.
I thought you said there was a number.
I think it was just like the rudest things to do.
Mm.
Let's just
your rudest thing you think?
That's what I was going to say. So the rudest things you can do during Thanksgiving dinner, according to this list, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
That I could do? 7, 8, 9. Or that somebody could do to me. Because baby, call me Rihanna, dude. I'm a rude boy.
Yeah, so you guys choose. Let's do your rudest Thanksgiving moves, and then we'll see if they make the list.
Me, I would say out of my personal experience is like blacking out at a family event and fighting with everybody. I would say it's a pretty, not a good move.
Doesn't paint you in the greatest picture.
It sneaks up on me and I'm recalling about 3 years ago because I run a marathon on Thanksgiving morning, one of those kind of guys. So
gay,
the alcohol can get
gay guys.
A gay guy.
Yeah.
With a child in the way.
Many
gay
gays have kids.
Shouldn't be allowed to have kids.
I don't think they should either, dude. I agree with you completely. Make America great and glorious.
Oh, yeah, dude. I'm thankful for that.
I remember a couple of years. So I run marathons in the morning. So the alcohol can kind of sneak up on you a little bit because you've burnt.
It does, dude. And you're drinking
1,500, 2,000 calories.
Yeah.
Somewhere like that. I don't know. Well, it's a lot of calories when you run that many miles. So, yeah, I would say getting like blackout drunk or is a bad move.
Just causing
at a Thanksgiving
party. Causing confrontation, dude.
Yeah, I guess that would that be the same
political
thing?
Talk
I guess
about
you could.
Politics.
I guess you could black out, and not do anything.
Yeah, for sure.
But I think that was my problem.
It's just that people have to deal with you. Even that is the inconvenience, you know?
Yeah, but it was definitely because I got into politics. When
you're
I
also not drunk. Known for blacking out and not doing anything.
Yeah.
You know?
That's
some, you
point.
Have some
Something
incidents.
Happened. Yeah. You don't black out. Like, you blacked out last night? I thought you were completely fine. You were good. We thought you had two beers.
Yeah, I don't remember past 6 o'clock. Yeah.
That's a good point. That's a
you're
good point.
You're usually so racist and misogynist. I just assumed you were.
We had no idea.
Totally sober.
We thought you were cruising. We thought you were just tired from the marathon.
This guy's got some zingers today, huh? Jeez Louise.
No, my zingers just turn mean. The yeah. More
they're
progressively.
Yeah.
Drunk.
They turn into yeah. roasts. Yeah.
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 They stop becoming jokes and
just being an asshole. Yeah. It's so true.
Just shining a light on everybody's truths.
God, that's so true.
Another dessert, Aunt Peggy.
Yeah, exactly. Okay.
More like no. Aunt Peggy, am I right?
¿Quién crees que eres?
She's not even a person. She's made up.
That's so funny.
Yeah, I could see that, homie. I don't think I mean, I get drunk.
It's not your rudest thing. It's just what would you see
what
as
the rudest,
rudest thing?
Yeah, that people do.
Like, what's the worst thing you could do as a guest?
As a guest,
or even as a host? That's kind of
as
funny.
A host too. Yeah.
Maybe when you get it's still along the same lines. I would say maybe when you get that like you know nice little buzz going and not being able to filter. Maybe some comments.
Y'all motherfuckers are alcoholics.
So, or some like passive aggressiveness. Or like that slight, you know, passive aggressiveness that it's just fun to do sometimes.
Mm. Like, oh, Billy, you came. I didn't realize we invited you. Yeah,
sure. Exactly. Yeah, just little shit like that. I can get pretty rude, boy.
So you kind of just stole my answer and watered it down a little bit.
Well, I explained it more thoroughly, yeah.
All right.
True. Yeah, I steal shit, home. Yeah, good luck finding your catalytic converter.
And CJ?
In terms of just my own thing, like, I always trip out about not bringing something. I feel self-conscious that I would be rude if I showed up to Thanksgiving dinner without having something.
Like, dude, when you get fucking blackout drunk and wasted, and then he's like, yeah, when you get fucking so drunk, and then she's like, I feel bad and I don't bring a gift.
I mean, like food, don't bring food or whatever.
No, I'm just saying, it's like, yours is so wholesome. It's nice. It's a nice change. We are alcoholics.
Or just telling Aunt Martha that her fucking stuffing
stinks.
Sucked.
Oh. But continue with your answer. Sorry, CJ, for cutting.
Yeah, not bringing something.
That's one of the things that I feel self-conscious about. I won't even really go if I can't afford to bring something usually.
What are some of your go-tos that you'd bring to?
I mean, I'll stop and grab a pie or something.
Okay.
Ooh, where do you get a pie from?
That's a good move.
The grocery store.
Okay. Good answer. Is it on the board? Is it on the board?
What is grocery
the grocery store? Show me grocery store. Yeah, so and we
Village Inn
too.
Has some good pies. Actually.
Fuck yeah, they do.
Yeah, they do. My grandpa loved that before he died because you he did. You get free pie after a meal.
Oh, for real?
On like certain days or times because I used to live like
dying.
Right across the street. Yeah, it's like I have cancer. Free pie.
It's I'm morphing to another dimension, yeah, Gramps.
Dude. Best Buy on count of three. Ready? 3, 2, 1.
Pumpkin. Strawberry
barb.
I like chocolate cream pie or banana cream pie. Those are both
like
good.
Like chocolate cream. Yeah, you do.
I like that chocolate cream pie, dude.
Go-go homosexually.
Go-go homosexuals. Mastodon. Mastodong, more like it. show me Mastodon.
That's a nice thing though. I think I don't do that enough, honestly.
Same. I don't even think about it.
I don't either.
Yeah.
I'm like, you invited me, bitch.
I'm four champies in, Gramps. Yeah. I ain't bringing shit.
That's a good move though. I think that's a very nice thing.
It's a very adult move.
It's also
a very thoughtful move.
What?
Bringing something.
Oh. Deal is?
I guess it depends. I've never been to a Thanksgiving where it's like, or even many dinners where it's like everybody brings something.
Potluck.
And that, like, but I think that's a popular Mexican style, isn't it?
What? Bring everybody.
At least
bring
people them? I work with, like Thanksgiving, like they're like, oh, we have a big family. Everybody has like one or two dishes, and everybody brings it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's kind of like everybody. Like, I got the casserole.
That'd be so much better. It's always me doing 10 things.
Yeah.
Oh, that's horrible.
I know.
Your family is
enslaving you.
I know.
That's terrible. Why would you do that?
They helped me out.
No, that's how both my I like getting whipped. That's how both my families do Thanksgiving.
Oh, it's like potluck style?
Well, I mean, yeah, like the sisters on, you know, my wife and her sisters will make some fruit salad, whatever the fuck it is.
Fruit salad?
I don't know, dude. Yummy, yummy.
White people.
What the hell is yummy, yummy?
We brought fruit salad the other day.
Yeah, why did you say that?
They bring a yummy, yummy.
Why did you just say yummy, yummy?
They bring
like
children.
Y'all never heard that
song? They bring
children
to your Thanksgiving. That song's about child pedophilia.
The Wiggles?
Yummy, yummy?
No.
Justin Bieber?
Yummy, yummy, yummy.
No, dude.
I'm loving my tummy and I feel like
I was talking
loving
about
you.
The wholesome, ever loving Wiggles, dude.
The Wiggers?
Fruit salad. Yummy, yummy. You've never heard that song, dude? No. Oh, my God.
We're not pedophiles like you, yeah. Dude.
No, it's just a matter of
a
fact.
Banger?
No, it's not.
It slaps, dude.
It's probably his and his wife's like romantic music at this point.
Put on that Wiggle song.
Yeah, we got to keep shit weird.
I want to dance. Yeah.
Got to keep shit weird to get hard. That's what happens.
Nothing wrong with that?
Yeah, dude.
You ruined Thanksgiving.
Yeah, we brought fruit salad, dude. Some blackberries, raspberries, fucking strawberries.
We're talking about Thanksgiving.
What's kind of cool
That's
about,
what we brought.
Really?
One thing
Oh,
that's
yeah,
cool.
Just had Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Killed it 5 days early.
One thing that's cool about Thanksgiving is when people bring all different, like, when it's not like a potluck, but everybody's bringing whatever, so, like, you get a couple different types of green bean casserole or whatever, and you're like, oh, this, you know, like, I like trying.
Nobody wants multiple types of green bean casseroles.
I like it. I like having different preparations of things and trying it out.
I would agree that's not ideal, but if there's enough people, I think that's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's like fun.
I don't know. I think
I stink,
that's
homies.
Something that I feel like I haven't done enough at like parties and dinners. Like everybody just bringing something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's way better.
That is way better.
Because you can also make, cause like for me, in my perspective, make one thing so fucking good and just put a lot of work into that one thing rather than like, also
dividing
make other things really 10, good, but just like, fuck, I gotta do this. It's like more chaotic.
Yeah, dude, fucking step up to your family, dude. Tell them you're not doing that shit no more.
I never thought about that idea. It'd be a good idea.
Yeah.
Be like, Jen, Fernando, tamales.
Yeah, y'all make this shit.
Yeah. Mom, dad, you make this fucking shit.
How do you do your like turks, dude? Turkey.
Hang them upside down. Sorry.
Stick them in a boiling pot of oil.
Slowly.
Slowly, of course.
Obviously.
Do not trust the pilgrims.
My turkey? You want to know how I do my turkey?
Yeah.
Sort of changing subjects.
Tell me how you bust.
Well, I make a nice compound butter. So you get a couple sticks of butter, room temperature.
Wait, are we changing subjects?
Yeah, I think we should.
Okay, let's continue with this. And then we'll discuss the
turkey. Or we can keep on coming with the worst things you can do.
It's all Thanksgiving.
Yeah,
true. It is, yeah.
We'll get back to it.
You made me self-conscious about myself there.
Right. Warm a couple sticks of butter out.
You warm a couple sticks of butter
and
out.
Then so then you can, you know, make a compound butter. Sure. Compound butter is basically just a butter you're infusing citrus, herbs, seasonings into, so then you can like then roll it back up, cut it, and then use it for the turkey, right?
Ooh.
Very important for a turkey, in my opinion. And probably the two most important ingredients for making a Thanksgiving turkey for me would be honey and orange zest. So in this compound butter, you're putting just the normal herbs you put, like, you know, rosemary, thyme,
oregano,
those normal herbs that you buy, like, literally sell packs of it at the grocery store.
A little bit of paprika.
Mince those up, like, super, super nice. Throw that in the butter. Zest a bunch of orange and a nice drizzle of honey. The honey gets it super crispy.
Ooh, the skin.
Yeah, the skin. So then nice salt and pepper inside there, some garlic salt. And then you roll it back up on like parchment paper. So you have a nice tube of this compound butter you just made.
Mm.
And then you slice it into these little discs. So then you can cut little holes in the skin and tuck them in different places. So when it's cooking, that butter slowly will like melt into the skin and into the body of it.
Hell yeah. You can't see it, but I'm jerking off right now.
I can see it.
Nice. I'm right next to him and I can't see it.
What do you think?
It's bigger than I thought, but not in a good way.
But in all the wrong places.
All the wrong ways.
Like the very tip of it is big, but
it's like disformed big. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Elephantitis, homie, on your dick.
Hell yeah, dude. It's bonkers.
On your dick.
On your dick. That sounds like good turkey, homie.
It's good. Turkeys are tough with home ovens. Depending on what ovens you use.
What kind of oven you need.
What kind? Me?
Yeah.
Like a kitchen standard oven.
An industry fucking oven.
Yeah, for sure. An
industrial oven.
Makes a huge difference.
You know who else need an industrial oven? Hitler.
Fuck you, Juice!
Show me Hitler!
Show me Hitler!
100 people! On the survey said, everybody said, Juice.
Happy Thanksgiving, Kanye.
Yeah. Yeah. Did the Jews celebrate Thanksgiving?
If they're American.
True.
Maybe, huh?
If they're not, they're dead.
That's not true either.
You miss me with that.
Yeah, you can miss me with that.
All right.
You should have kept sipping, boy.
Sorry, I know. I couldn't.
Should we rank pies?
Yeah.
I feel like we should rank the pies.
I'm ready to. Should we do Thanksgiving pies for ranking?
Yeah. I mean, okay. I've got 9 types of pie listed here.
Okay.
I couldn't think of a 10th one.
I feel like that's a lot.
Real quick, I've got lemon meringue, key lime, pecan, apple, pumpkin, rhubarb, cherry, chocolate, banana cream.
Mm. Those are solid pies.
Yeah. Did I miss one? Anything? Anything obvious? I mean.
Did you say pecan?
Yeah. I feel like the standard staples, right, are pecan,
cherry,
pumpkin. Cherry's, like, talked kind about, of. But not around.
Cherry's bomb.
I don't know anybody who's, like, my favorite pie, cherry pie. Yeah,
yeah, like, they're like,
you're missing the best one. Cream pie, baby.
Yeah, banana cream,
but
dude.
I've never seen that at Thanksgiving dinner before.
Yeah, like, I've never even really seen a cream pie
I was
pie
talking
before.
Sexual, you fucking nincompoops, right. Dude.
I'm talking about a fucking list, dude. I want to get to the bottom of this.
Yeah, dude, we need to figure this out.
We got
to
solve something for once, dude.
Yeah.
So I'm a bad detective.
So we got apple pie, for sure. I'm just saying, let's say
list,
five.
Right?
Let's say let's do 5 Thanksgiving
pies. The
5
staple pies, right? Okay, so apple.
I'll agree with that.
Pumpkin.
Pumpkin.
Pumpkin, for sure.
Obviously.
Mm-hmm. Pecan.
Pecan.
Pecan's a Thanksgiving staple.
For sure. For sure. Rhubarb seems like something that people do, but I don't. I've only ever had it when you made it,
or like strawberry rhubarb,
right.
Kind of that.
Mm.
That's definitely a fancier one. If you're
chocolate pie was always around for me, but my grandma always made chocolate pies. So
yeah, I don't know if it's. I almost feel like it's like almost those three.
Those three are.
Yeah. You guys never did chocolate pudding pie, dude?
Like for Thanksgiving?
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
Wow. I feel sorry for you guys. Honestly, I feel sorry for you. I feel sorry for you.
Okay, dude. All right,
dude.
I heard it.
I got $45. What you going to do?
And I got 40, but I get paid on Thursday.
I was really hoping these scratchers would turn this shit around.
Yeah, dude.
Oh, shit, 45. Oh, 43, technically.
Level up.
Lemon meringue.
Not Thanksgiving-y.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yam? Is it like a yam pie or something?
Oh, a yam pie, maybe. Like a sweet potato pie.
Yeah, I don't know if I've ever seen one of those either, but I do feel like that's on things. That's yeah. Like
it's a very Thanksgiving thing, but that's definitely already right.
It's already
to the
last place.
Of, yeah.
No, yeah, no doubt. It is right to the last place.
Well, for me, it's easy then. If this is just the three, pumpkin,
like,
apple, pecan. Even though a good pecan is so good.
Pecan and apple on that.
Yeah?
One. Yeah. And sometimes pecan goes to the top of the list. It can
pumpkin, pecan, apple. That's
it can
what it
be
goes.
Made too sweet, but yeah, pumpkin, pecan, apple is probably 1, 2, 3.
Yeah, the pecan can be a little too sweet sometimes.
But I'm telling
you, soaking the apple,
soaking the apple,
chocolate pie, dude, chocolate pudding pie.
That seems way too sweet.
Up to the top of the list. No, you got to make it right.
That BBC pie, dude.
If it's imagine if
big
it's,
black chocolate yeah, pie, yeah,
BBC pie.
Hell yeah. I mean, if you just imagine it not being too sweet, but just right, and then think about it, it's fucking great.
I don't like putting anything dark in my mouth, dude. I don't know.
You're a liar.
Yeah, he is a liar.
I am. I lie all the time.
Lie on your back and get that BBCP in you, dude.
Hell yeah, dude.
Yeah, I think that's, well, let us know in the comments below, dude.
We solved it.
We solved it. Good work, detective.
I think most people would have that same exact answer.
Yeah. Pumpkin, pecan, apple, right?
Pumpkin, pecan, apple.
But a banana cream pie also?
Dude, honestly, I don't.
Because that shit is bomb, son.
What is it?
Well, strawberry rhubarb would top my list if we're not
really
just going.
That doesn't seem Thanksgiving-y.
What did you just said? Banana cream pie? What was he talking about? Porno?
Cream pie is great. I love when it drips out. It's,
it is pretty hot.
Yeah, it is hot.
Like, we just peer pressured you with silence.
Fuck. Dude, we that's the best kind of peer pressure, dude. Violence. That's the best kind that's of peer sick. Pressure, dude. Oh, yeah. I've never silence seen peer pressure.
Silence be violence until just now.
That's awesome. We
did
it.
Yeah. Well, neither did Anne Frank.
¿Quién crees que eres?
Swinging it. Anne Frank!
yeah. So what else are some other bad things you could do at Thanksgiving to really ruin the day for your family?
Take the serving of whatever, like, say you're slicing up a pie, grabbing it with your hand to where your hand touches the other stuff. You know, I guess that's more of a pizza thing, but that is one thing that it just came to mind.
What do you mean with pizza?
Putting your hands. So, like, when people have pizza, like, hey, we're serving pizza, and then you're ripping it. Yeah, it's just like.
I mean, that's what the little table that they put in the middle of the pizza is for.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought it was just to keep the box from collapsing.
No.
What do you do with the table?
You grab
you
the little table, you put it on the slice you're not going to eat. You grab the slice you are going to eat and rip it apart.
Wow. You guys are blowing my mind right now. Yeah. I've been alive for 33
years. He's like, I always just put my pizza on it and ate off the table.
Yeah. That was the serving size when I was a kid. Dude.
Bet you Jordan Peterson didn't talk about that.
Yeah, for real.
Yeah, dude.
He's like, I eat steak. Yeah. Steak pizza. Okay, hands on the food. That's
hands on the food.
That's something that bothers me. I don't know.
It doesn't bother
you've
me.
Never seen my uncle's hands, dog.
Maybe that's true.
In the daytime, maybe. At
what's
night?
Wrong with your uncle's hands besides they touch your dick before?
Just, yeah. Oh.
Pedro?
What? His uncle touched me?
No.
Oh.
What's a bad thing you can do at a family event, dude?
I would say
that would be a bad move.
That would be a bad
if
move.
If she's pretty playing rude. With her toys and kind of sneaking in the room. And
yeah. Which one is
stuff for like a Thanksgiving turkey.
Okay.
I was going for you ruin Thanksgiving.
That's a big
ruin Thanksgiving. Yeah.
That does it.
That'll do it. Ruin
that'll definitely do it.
So that's a bad thing. Taking the last serving without asking if anybody wants some more. What do you think about that?
Yeah, or like multiple servings when there's not that much.
That's a dick move.
Okay.
I would say more than that.
Yeah.
Because right. If you first come first serving away, like everybody's already gotten food and you go back up.
True.
Like, but what if somebody like, yeah.
like what if somebody hadn't gotten it yet? Because the plate was too full or something.
Or
and then
dessert
you
time
finish.
And there's eight slices of pie and you take two right off the bat.
Yeah, like that's see for me that's more of a that's a bad you're a bad right. boy.
Here's another one, dude. Not putting the bottle of champy on the ice. That's another
what
one.
What the fuck? Where do you celebrate Thanksgiving?
You're not drinking.
A yacht?
All day.
Mine is when you don't tie the anchor to the yacht. When
And then you drift out too far from sea and it takes longer to get back to the shore when you're done.
And everybody's waiting.
Are our guests.
You end up in Dubai. It's weird.
I would say as a cook, a lot of Thanksgivings is when people will go into the kitchen a lot.
Like when you're cooking?
You don't like that?
No.
Because a lot of people ask for help, homie.
Who?
I don't know.
When cooking?
Yeah.
Well, that's fine. Not wanted help is a different story.
True.
Read the room.
Yeah, that's a good. That would be
too many cooks in the kitchen.
That shit can really drive, especially if you're already stressed out and frantic.
And you always are.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
That's
no. I'm saying you literally always are.
For sure.
It doesn't have to be Thanksgiving.
Frantic
you're,
bitch.
Yeah.
Literally always are.
Yeah, I am. And that shit sucks, dude. They're coming in there. You have six things. You have a list of six things you're about to do.
Yeah.
I've never even fucking talked to you in my life. I don't like you.
Yeah,
don't care.
Yeah.
What does anything about my life matter to you right now?
Yeah, calm down, Uncle John.
Yeah, he's dead. He was the one to die in prison.
Sorry. R.I.P. Uncle John.
Happy Thanksgiving.
You piece of shit.
Okay, take it easy, dude.
Sorry, dude.
I think it's a piece of shit, but
don't tell my aunt.
Nope, I don't know where she is. I think they got divorced like 30 years ago.
Yeah. She's MIA, baby. She ain't trying to be found.
Who was the, who was that comic, the black comic who's like fucking talking about abortion? And he's like, and you have to pretend to be like upset about it.
Dude, that bit is so funny. God damn it. I can't remember the guy's
name.
That's
where I got frantic bitch from. It's very funny. Kevin something? Or?
I can't remember his name, but that bit is so fucking funny. And I'm not going to do it. justice by telling it, so I'm not going to.
Okay. Good bit.
Yeah, definitely a good bit. Kevin sounds right, though. Kevin something? Yeah. Kevin Green?
I don't know. No. You just picked a black name, dude. Draymond Green.
No, I just picked a color that wasn't Kevin black. Kevin Williams. That would have been too stereotypical. What else, dude? What else can we do at Thanksgiving? That could be Rule Boy.
I don't know. Let's go for the list and tear it apart.
So here's the list. Here's the things. Maybe we got them.
Yeah, what's on the list, homie?
Not RSVPing.
Who the fuck does that?
What?
Just who sends up? RSVPs?
Well,
I mean, just letting people know, hey, I'm going to be there.
Yeah, that'd be pretty crazy. That'd be a crazy move.
I mean, you're going to Thanksgiving regardless of your family.
Regardless. That's not true. Most people have multiple families.
If my parents weren't like, hey, you're coming to Thanksgiving, like, didn't say anything, I just show up that day, they would be fucking irate.
Really?
I mean, maybe not.
Well, when I walked in at your baby shower, they were like, what's he doing here?
Well, because you said we weren't coming.
I never said that. I told
Kenzie twice that you weren't coming.
I did not say that. Right. Kenzie lied to you then.
Not the first time.
Also, baby showers are more of a lady thing, so that's probably why they were like, why is this guy fucking showing up?
No, they were saying that because I'm brown.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I could be too.
You have a weird odor to you.
Of course, I do right now.
Yeah.
No, not RSVPing. I feel like that would be
okay
as a cook,
all right,
especially too beforehand. Because
I guess I just don't
the measurements of food, yeah, how much you're doing much for everything.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess I just don't deal with that shit. It always goes to my wife, and then obviously she does all of.
It's like not RSVPing to an orgy.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can't show up.
I didn't know how many people were coming.
Unwarranted, homie.
Ignoring the schedule.
Ooh.
That seems very strange.
What's a schedule? Thanksgiving schedule?
If you're going... I'll wait.
No, you go.
Continue, sir.
If you're going to someone else's house for Thanksgiving festivities, make sure you know the schedule of events and plan accordingly, according to whoever this person is.
We need a fucking brochure, dude.
Yeah, sometimes people invite you for noon and they're not serving dinner till 4. Plan so there isn't too much together time. Let's read what that sentence again.
Who wrote this? A bunch of fucking libtards?
Plan so there isn't too much together time. What?
On Thanksgiving.
What?
You don't want too much time with your family.
Don't.
You want is a very finite
yeah,
time.
Dude. Together time needs to be strictly limited.
Yeah. Why you invite me at 12 if you ain't gonna serve food till 4?
Sociopath. Don't be rude, but if you know that you're walking into a difficult situation, it might be best to be acceptably late or leave on the other side. Difficult situation? What?
This article sucks, dude.
Dude, this person has serious problems.
Yeah, that they haven't dealt with.
It's like their therapy.
Yeah, they're like, Thanksgiving is a nightmare.
You come in late and you leave early, soldier.
Fucking projecting its own insecurities, dude.
Crazy.
It's like, this is the 5 things I don't want to be. That's a better article.
I hope my dad finally reads this.
Yeah. Mom, forward this article to dad. I wrote a ghostwriter now.
Oh, this is interesting. Bringing dishes that require cooking. That's kind of funny.
That's not really rude, dude. It's like,
no, if you bring something and then you expect the host to
yeah,
cook.
You bring
throw it in the oven for 20 minutes.
Yeah, you throw it in, though.
Yeah. But
maybe
read the explanation.
I didn't plan for you to bring something.
See, I do get that.
I'm already cooking my shit.
There's 4 things in the oven right now on Thanksgiving. You could have literally the whole oven be full.
That I could see.
I invited you over here, dude. You couldn't cook the thing you were going to bring.
The cleaning isn't that big of a deal.
It's not the cleaning.
No, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. It's like that would be. It's like there's already 4 things in the oven, and you bring this other thing that's going to need to be
exactly
that you already have that scheduled. But the part
that's
of the article,
a good one.
That part of the article, it says the cleaning a dish that you have to clean. You said right?
No,
no, you didn't say that.
Nobody has said that.
No, you fucking.
Am I fucking losing it, dude?
And then you have to clean the dish. Show me.
Reread the article. Reread
that
one.
I literally just said bringing dishes that require cooking.
Oh, I thought you said cleaning, dude.
That's the Mexican brain, dude.
Ah, yeah, geez. Dude. That Alzheimer's from all of that. Like aluminum cans.
Is that a thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, that sucks.
That's what they said back in the 90s. Bringing dishes that require...
Yeah, that's when they were filling them with lead, too, dude.
Starting tense conversations. We got that one.
Yeah, that's an obvious one. That's weird that how long down the list that is.
Yeah, that's top notch.
prying into people's personal business.
Oh, that's the best part of that Thanksgiving.
That's interesting.
I don't know. I feel like maybe it's just
so you were pregnant. What happened to that?
Yeah. I think it's hard for me to look at this.
So, a baby out of wedlock, huh? How do you explain?
A black boyfriend.
You and your friends.
Yeah, for me, I think for Thanksgiving, it's always been like family. But I could see, I know there's Thanksgivings where it's like Friendsgiving. Or maybe like I don't know. I'm sure that happens. I've just never been in that situation. So
I mean, even amongst family, it can happen.
But I don't think it's a bad thing. I want to pry into personal shit. Yeah. It's like, let's talk about real things.
Yeah.
I would rather it be, but not like a personal talk like that. Like, whoa, another DUI, huh?
Like even then. Be like, you're driving after?
That's what my family would do.
You know, like, yeah. Yeah,
I mean, I'm used to it.
Right.
I would feel like it's weird not to get personal.
It depends, what family dinner table you're at.
It depends on the table.
Yeah. Read the room.
Gotta read the room.
Gotta read the room.
Read the room.
Read the room, dude.
Asserting yourself in the kitchen without being asked.
Unwanted helpers.
True.
Not letting the host know about an allergy or dietary restriction.
Fuck off.
Oh, yeah.
That's on you.
I almost feel like it's rude to let them know.
So do
what
I.
What do you mean not letting them know?
Cook around my standards? Get the fuck out of here.
Does this
you know they don't have a fucking peanut allergy. They just don't like the taste of peanuts.
Who is this article for? Whatever you do, don't throw a fit if they won't accommodate your needs. Why do you... What makes you think that you have to tell me this?
There's no gluten-free stuffing?
Yeah.
No gluten-free stuffing.
I developed a gluten allergy last year.
I told you to bring the vegan cupcakes.
I read about gluten allergies. Now I have one.
Thanksgiving's ruined now.
You ruined Thanksgiving.
Yeah, dude, the person who wrote this has Asperger's. For sure.
I prefer cheeseburgers.
Double cheeseburger.
Double Asperger's, dude. Yeah, double Asperger's.
Got a double Asperger's.
That's called autism, son. Yeah.
It's above beyond Asperger's.
Only talking to people you know. That's interesting.
That could be rude.
Really?
Yeah, I can see that.
Who cares?
Showing up empty-handed.
Hey!
Whoa!
I made this Asperger's list, dude.
Yeah, this article's for you.
Don't throw a fit if they don't meet you. That's so crazy.
Such a crazy thing to say to people.
But be passive aggressive.
But I'm allergic to fucking honey or whatever you said you put on there.
That's fine. I don't need to eat turkey. It's fine.
Yeah, and then you're the only person with sides on your plate, and you're just like...
Just picking at it, swirling around the plate.
Just like...
This would be a lot better if I could eat the turkey.
So, Denise, how's your abortion?
What's this, like the third one?
It wasn't an abortion, Mary. It was a miscarriage.
Yeah, that's
no
what I said, too.
Jesus.
He still killed it.
Yeah, dude, whether it was your responsibility or your irresponsibility.
No difference to Jesus is so good.
Yeah, that's funny.
Oh, man, that got me.
Got him.
Got me, dude.
Assuming you can take home the leftovers. It's kind of odd.
That's a weird assumption. Like,
that is a weird assumption.
I'm going to head out. Is it okay if I...
Do you take this?
You got a
Tupperware?
Yeah. I take the rest of this?
That's
so
a crazy
I will
thing.
Say my family does get, like, just those, like, 20 packs of, like, plastic Tupperwares.
Yeah.
Like, the almost disposable kind. And
almost disposable and not disposable.
Well, because I reuse them, you fuck.
No, I know what you're talking about.
And everybody does serve themselves, like...
Yeah, just, but there's nothing wrong with that. No, it's assuming.
It's assuming it, yeah.
Hanging around.
Like, that's wild. What's the explanation beside, like, is there a funny line that he has in there of the assuming?
Yeah, funny line.
I assume this is a lady. Thanksgiving leftovers
whoa,
are...
Whoa, it's a lady.
Let's see.
Leftovers?
Thanksgiving leftovers are a highlight of late November, but the host who prepared the meal has every right to keep the remaining food in their house.
Cunt.
Yeah, you stupid bitch.
has the right to keep the remaining food.
They have every right to keep it.
Bitch.
Bitch. Yeah. Don't ask for a doggy bag if one's not offered, you dog.
The turkey was overcooked, Mary.
Fucking
trauma. I didn't
trauma
even want
hound.
It anyway. Yeah.
Wait to be invited by the host before loading up your Tupperware.
Your Tupperware?
Damn, so she's, funny. She's pulling it out of the purse, homie.
Showing up with some Tupperware.
What's up for? Leftovers?
Yeah. Just waiting. Just wait until you've all had a share, and then I'll take the rest.
How wild is that? Dude, making your to-go box before everybody's done eating? That'd be yeah.
Sure.
This is literally just for autistic people. The last
Whoa,
one is,
dude, what do you got against autism?
Yeah.
I'm just funny. It's funny that
I'm all for
writing.
It.
I'm full blown.
Hanging around too long after dinner. Don't overstay your welcome.
Yeah.
Look out for, and then there's a whole article on hints the evening is wrapping up and your hosts would like you to leave.
What are a couple of the signs? Yeah,
everybody's gone.
Yeah, because sometimes I get
Music's
too drunk.
Off, yeah. Lights are all the way up.
People are falling asleep. That actually, I stayed over like too long because I smoked and had a panic attack, and then they put on Seinfeld over at my buddy's house, and I just watched Seinfeld for a little while, and that actually started to chill me out. But they fell asleep, and just like, fuck, this is weird. You know what I mean?
You just fall asleep right next to him.
Like, we wake up in the morning, I'm like...
Yeah. So can I take breakfast to go?
Dude, that's so wild that they didn't even say anything to you. It's like, hey, dude, we're like crashing out.
That's crazy.
You know, like maybe. Yeah.
No, I mean, they just fell asleep, which isn't too crazy, but it just like back
I know
in
we've
the
hung
day,
out with you.
¿Quién crees que eres?
Show me hung out with CJ.
Studio 3, bitches.
Let's see.
What are the couple of the signs, dude? Because sometimes I get too drunk and I can't read signs.
So I have to close my left eye when I'm driving, Holmes.
You're gonna leave right now?
Corey Townsend, an audience editor, and this is HuffPost, by the way.
Of course.
An audience editor here at HuffPost
Kudos.
Told me that when he's ready to call it a night, he simply starts cleaning up.
Nah.
No, my mom does that.
Yeah, that's not enough.
Yeah, right
as
after
we're eating.
Yeah.
As we're eating.
Yeah.
That's rude. You're cleaning up and you're like, God, why are these people still here? I'm fucking cleaning. Don't they fucking know?
No, it's
good. They're at the table and you're like wiping under their glasses.
Can you lift your food? Mid bite. Just pick up your plate so I can wipe under it.
Greg Johnson of Washington State replied.
These are fake people, dude.
It's from Twitter, yeah.
These are fake ass people.
I just start putting food away and pull out a big trash bag. Most get the signal, some help clean, others get the glance when engaging in conversation. Afterwards, I say, I'll come out to see you all off. It's been so good to see you. Then they're encouraged out the door.
God, these people are fucking retarded.
What kind of fucking 45-minute Thanksgiving dinner are you having, dude?
I think it's just like a party, just in general, right? It's basically like hints or cues that when it's time to leave.
Yeah, it could be.
Yeah, I don't think this is like...
No, it says about the holiday season.
So. God, people are so dumb.
Really dumb.
You don't have... Literally, we're evolving without social cues.
Yeah. It's fucking crazy.
It's like, I need to read HuffPost. Like, I don't really know when it's time to leave. Like, yeah. I have my doggy bag. I have
I got my Tupperwares.
I'm sitting on the couch. They're cleaning. Yeah. It's like
the music stopped.
Everybody's leaving. The lights are all on. Is it?
They haven't put wood in the fire.
I'm throwing
a
fit because my allergies.
I wasn't able to taste the turkey.
I'm breaking out and I'm farting all over the couch because I'm dairy intolerant.
Yeah, you know I'm lactose intolerant. You fucking cunt.
And Mary's upset that I didn't bring anything.
Yeah.
Did you know she didn't carry a fetus all the way to term?
Oh, shit.
You're so wishy-washy.
You are wishy-washy, Mary.
She really is.
What's another post? What's another
Others are cue? Fond of a wardrobe change to signal the end of the evening.
Whoa.
What the fuck?
One of Townsend's closest friends, for instance, has a coded system that always does the trick. I know it's time to leave his apartment when he puts on this specific red pair of basketball shorts, LOL.
You leave the party to go
this
put
is
on
what
jammies
happens when you ask gay people stuff.
So true.
fucking neurotic cunts.
Here his red shorts are on. Time to leave. Oh,
we know it's time to leave when he puts those red b-ball shorts on.
I gotta go.
God, you guys are so
let's go to Tony's.
Queer.
Let's go to Tony's. He smokes crystal meth till four.
Yeah. We know he's not going to bed anytime soon.
Tony really knows how to party. Thanks, guys. Thanks. Thanks. That's a handy, you guys.
When you want everyone to leave, come out wearing your robe.
What the fuck?
Robe o'clock means get the fuck out.
Could you imagine having a party of people and just going to your room, coming out just a robe? Like, what the fuck are
and
you?
And then just starting to ignore everyone. You're just like, oh, you're still here?
Yeah. The only time that would be acceptable is if they were
if
like,
you're a Vietnam veteran.
If you're like filthy rich, you just come out in your robe and a cigar or
you're
something.
You're like, oh shit, Uncle Tony's got the fucking thousand yard stare again. And he's why wearing his you, robe. We better get out of here.
Yeah, you just leave the party
so weird.
He starts freaking out.
Go put on jammies, dude.
Even putting on jammies, like, why would you have people leave before you even put on your, like,
night-night clothes?
Like, get out of here, dude.
Yeah. Like, you can't also...
You can't have a conversation?
Oh, here's a cue. How about, hey, it was lovely seeing all of you. Please get out of our house.
Yeah, yeah, or just like, all right, thanks, guys, so much for coming. I think we're going to start getting wrapped up for bed.
Perfect. Exactly. Perfect.
It's time for my red basketball shorts.
Yeah. Not, can't you see I'm wearing my fucking robe?
It's so passive-aggressive.
Yeah.
That's
I'm
what it is.
I'm going out to dress. I'm wearing a robe. Yeah. I'm wearing my red fucking basketball shorts.
What do you need? Yeah. Uncle Donnie is trying to clean up while you're still mid-meal, dude. He's like, throw your food in here. It's garbage. Get the fuck out of here, Uncle Donnie. God damn it.
Yeah, for sure. Hell yeah, dude. These are smart answers. We're learning a lot.
These are good guys.
We're educating our
in the Midwest, slapping your knee, saying, welp, and then standing up usually gets the process going.
They stole that off of some post.
That's interesting. Yeah.
It wasn't terrible. That's the best one I've heard. Well,
guys.
Time to hit the old dusty trail. I like that one.
Hell yeah, dude.
Wow.
Somebody hung up a sign that said, please leave by 9. Jesus Christ.
That's crazy. That's how like uncommunicative our
generation is.
Oh, Bradford was here, but we missed him.
Sorry, Bradford.
I'm not. I'm thankful. Happy Thanksgiving.
You're thankful we missed him? That's fucking rude.
No, I'm thankful he joined, dude.
Yeah, sure you are.
Dick. Wow. Those are fun articles.
Those are fun articles.
It's actually kind of fun breaking apart articles.
It is interesting, like learning what autism is like.
No, like that was like it's crazy. That's on online published, advertised for.
Yeah.
Article.
Well, and the Huff, it's the particularly aimed at the left, also.
Yeah. What is this Huff?
Huff Post.
Huff
yeah.
Post. Yeah.
Kind of funny that.
It's. I mean, it's. They're higher, dude.
Higher spectrum.
They're higher on the spectrum.
Higher.
They only hire on the spectrum.
Oh, okay. Well,
that's true.
Not a bad move.
Yeah.
They're people, woke.
What?
They're woke.
Do you mind if I hit that? Yeah, baby. Ooh,
there.
It was stimulating.
That panic attack didn't settle down like he wanted.
It started to get.
Let's, end on, there, but. Let's end on one little goodie. What should we end on?
Trump's back on Twitter, baby.
Oh, snap.
Yeah. Oh, sorry. I was
make America great. Make America great. Make America glorious. Make America glorious.
I thought you were going to keep going.
I was hoping you would take over. Hell yeah.
That's also crazy. When did he come back?
Elon.
He gave him the standing out. Standing out, dude. He deserves a Grammy.
Come back, baby.
Oh, Grammy's for music, huh?
Yeah, it's what's the Tonys.
A what?
The Tonys.
Tony.
The Tonys. I thought it was an Oscar.
That's the name of the dude you had sex with last night, dude.
Oh!
What are you, gay?
Show me Oscar!
Show me Oscar! That's him. Third one from the right.
I'd recognize that penis anywhere. I'm in love with that.
That's
penis.
Crazy.
You know what's funny about that, like, that tagline that I saw on
Pornhub? Yeah.
I
outstanding.
No, I don't know. Maybe like my fucking Apple News trying to just throw me liberal media at this point.
I'm good, thank you.
But I saw like Trump's new slogan makes me want to gag. And they're just like Twitter responses to like him announcing that it's like make America great and glorious and again. Glorious. So it's like MAGA-ga. MAGA-ga.
MAGA-ga.
MAGA-ga.
MAGA-ga.
Sounds like a HuffPost, dude. Somebody wrote that MAGA-ga. Yeah.
You know, it's just, that's how I learned about it though. I just thought it's fun. It's just funny to watch people try to, it's funny to see people try to attack people and also be holstered up on these huge platforms. You know what yeah. I mean? I'm like, that makes me want to gag every time I read them. Like, that was put on CNN's website.
Makes you want to magag.
Sounds like a baby blur, like gobbling. It's like, okay.
Yeah.
But he's not back on Twitter. What was the first thing he said?
I don't know if he's actually come back, but his account has been unlocked. I think he'll probably...
Are all his old tweets there?
Yeah, I believe so.
Oh, those are some good tweets.
I think he'll probably hang...
Homie had some good tweets.
Oh, yeah.
He was a good tweeter.
He was funny, dude. It was a funny presidency.
Funniest.
Bunch of gays got shot.
Don't tell me that.
Bunch of gays got shot, and I don't care.
Gays got shot,
and I don't care. In the red state above El Paso...
Really?
Red Saint.
What was that? Was it another? Was it a shooting?
It was a Q club. Yeah, there was a gay club shooting. Gay club. It was a Q club. A gay club.
Q club. Can you stop singing, please? You sound like you have autism.
Up north in Colorado. Up north in Colorado.
Yeah, it was in Colorado. Gunman kills 5 at LGBTQ nightclub in Colorado Springs before patrons confront and...
That was too many words, but a gunman killed the place.
Stop him, police say. Can we hire some fucking journalists for Christ's sake, dude? What is with this?
Yeah, what happened?
Remember
Why
when...
Why are you so mad, dude? Relax.
I'm sorry, but remember when fucking Can headlines have a panic were attack, like dude? Five Chill words? Out. Yeah, I'm fucking... I'm fucking raging on this weed, this marijuana you gave me.
I'm about to go shoot an LGBT club, dude. Crystal Meth, you dumb bitch.
And she's dipped in PCP, homie.
We getting wet tonight, boys.
Little bit of angel dust for your lungs, boy.
Remember when fucking headlines were like 5 words?
I know. They're like almost paragraphs by this
yeah,
point.
Yeah, dude,
trick us.
For real. Like, what the fuck?
They're legit almost paragraphs now. It's wild.
That's insane.
So what was this? What, can you read it again? Sorry.
The headline. Gunman kills 5 at LGBTQ nightclub in Colorado Springs before patrons confront and stop him, police say.
Then his mom called him and she said, why aren't you home, Johnny? And he said, Mom, I'm killing people out here. I'm finally doing it, Mama.
That's the headline.
I did try and put together a petition for the Special Olympics for them to recognize being an incel.
As a special, that'd be good.
Yeah, as a disability.
How'd that go?
It's kind of a disability.
That'd be sick.
Yeah, it's pretty good. I think it's going to go well.
I'm disabling involuntary sexual. What you own?
Oh, yeah, I'm disabled. I can't have sex. I mean, I can, but nobody will do it.
Nurse will be like, bro, that's ED.
Yeah. I think I would rule. I would sweep gold at the incel triathlon, though.
Just because you'd fuck so many retarded kids?
No, because he wouldn't make advancements on any retarded kids.
Yeah, they come to him. They flock to him, dude.
Do you guys know what a triathlon is? You guys think a triathlon is fucking kids?
You fuck for 15.
Yeah, you fuck a 15-year-old.
You eat for 15.
You eat a 15-year-old.
And then you come for 15.
Come on, 15. Yeah.
Okay, you know what a triathlon is.
Sorry, guys.
Yeah, sorry for questioning.
How dare you question my knowledge, boy?
Yeah, how dare you, boy?
Hell yeah.
Make America great and glorious again.
I feel like the incel triathlon is just crying and shooting a gun that you stole from your mom.
It's a lot of jerking off. Good. I think they count the pumps.
That was the second one. I had 3, and it was crying, jerking off, and stealing a gun from your mom, but I forgot that one.
That was a random throw in there at the end.
Yeah.
Stealing a gun from me. He's like, I had 3. It was crying. What was the other
one? Jerking off and then shooting a gun that you stole from your mom.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, sense. A 22-year-old gunman entered an LGBT.
Jokes, people. We're late into the episode.
Yeah, just getting wild.
Just before midnight on Saturday and immediately opened fire. Killing at least 5 people and injuring 25 others before patrons confronted and stopped him.
Hey, stop that!
Hey, stop it! Stop it!
You shot my friend. Can you please stop? I need another
shooting in here.
This isn't even a joke, dude. Like, it's not real. It's a joke, actually. But there's no screams are bad. But can you imagine a nightclub of gay people screaming? Like, that's horrendous.
Oh my god! Oh my fucking god!
That's terrible, dude. That's worse. Why would you even say that?
I just was thinking. I was like, that's gonna be bad.
You killed my boyfriend.
Sorry.
Condolences and
no, condolences
to RIP, dude. Yeah, for sure. That's terrible.
It was 2 years ago, right?
Rest in power.
Was it two years ago?
Did it 2 years ago?
This?
Yeah, that we're joking about? No. It was like 2 years ago, right?
It was Saturday.
Oh, okay. Take it back.
I don't.
Maybe that's how the Green Power Ranger died, but his family's really conservative, so they're like, oh, he killed himself.
We can't find out he's gay.
Or maybe he was the shooter.
Oh, happened same day?
Same day.
It's morphin' time. Morphin' into a homosexual, bro.
Nice one.
Thank you.
That was a gay high five, dude.
That was a gay high five. That's what Let's we do.
A better one.
Oh, it is Thanksgiving.
It is Thanksgiving.
So and we did learn something gay, even though it was homicidal.
Fuck. Quit laughing, homie. That's not funny.
I'm high, dude.
It's not funny regardless.
At least
a good point.
At least
I'm
two,
fucked up.
At least two gay people inside the club confronted and fought the gunman and prevented further violence.
Only two gay people came out in the club. The rest were closeted homosexuals.
Yeah. You threw the words came out in there. That's the only reason that joke worked.
Yeah, that's what I meant.
I'm sorry. I'm just kidding. Police said they were investigating whether the attack was a hate crime.
I don't know. Who it's hard to say.
Yeah, it's hard to say. Damn, policing is hard.
They're really getting it. There's like 20 of them.
I don't know if this guy hated him.
What do you think, guys?
So I have this guy. He injured 25 gay people, killed 5. Hate crime?
What if, I don't know.
If get he to was work, boys.
It's a toss-up.
What if he was gay?
Are on the line.
If he's gay and he's like a self-hating gay and then he comes in,
that's
is it
what
a
it
hate
is.
Crime?
That's exactly what it's going to be.
But is it a hate crime?
Against himself. That's what it is. Stop it, guys. You want a Modelo Homes?
Why not?
Get in there.
Thanksgiving.
Oh, and it was called Club Q?
Yeah. How convenient.
I wonder what the Q stands.
Beer popping.
I wonder what the Q stands for.
QAnon.
Duh.
Trump's back on Twitter.
Club that's, QAnon
maybe
gets
that's
shot
what
up.
Tusk
that's,
Twitter.
Maybe that's what Whoa. This guy thought.
Maybe they were QAnon Queens.
QAnon Queens. That's what I'm thinking that it probably was.
Damn. And that is a hate crime.
And it was in a red state that should be blue by now after the last election.
Fraud.
Gun laws.
You mean the last fraud?
We need more gun laws. We need guns taken away. This is Obama's second term, dude.
Yeah.
This is the second runaround. This is when the shootings start happening.
Obama's?
I think it was the last 2 years of his presidency. They start scaring, rattling up the folks a little bit.
Yeah. Well, they were going after it, huh?
Yeah. So bring your gun everywhere you go, people.
Just in case.
Just in case.
Just in case.
You got a Democrat looking at you.
Yeah. Just in case you got a bar full of homosexual conspiracy theorists.
You guys have cheese pizza?
More like McGag, am I right?
Every citizen has a right back. To... Hey, look, dude. That's how you know it was a gay person that wrote that last article. Every citizen has a right to feel safe and secure in our city. They're always talking about
rights.
Do
you disagree with that?
Yeah, I was going to say, that does kind of sound.
He's like, always unless you're gay.
Unless they're fucking gay.
If you are homo, you don't.
Welcome back to Club Q Gay Bar.
Your rights are out.
We're what do you think? Gays against pedophiles.
Let's. What are a couple of the cocktails that are on the Q Club?
Gay sex on the beach?
That was my first one.
Gay sex on the beach, that's a good one. I think there's like...
Whiskey sour because I came in it.
No, I'd say like, no, that one's not on there, dude. That one's definitely not
yes
on there.
Yes and, Pedro. Yes and.
You're right. How I'm you so sorry. Improv, dude? I'm terrible at improv. Yeah. We know this.
No, the flow's ruined, so.
Two for one shots, maybe?
Yeah, 2-1 shots in the mouth. It's too bad Bradford's not here because he would be really good at this.
Yeah, he would. Well,
check the chat again for him. Why? What do you think? You got any?
No, Pedro pissed me off. I went straight from comic light playfulness. I was jumping on a trampoline. He double bounced me off the trampoline. I broke my arm.
Yeah.
And now he's calling me a bitch on the ground.
Why'd you do that to him, dude?
He said he could handle it, bro. He said he could handle it. Now he's looking like a little bitch with a broken arm on the ground.
He was a pro wrestler. He said he was Stone Cold Steve Austin, but I'm Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Because I double bounce you.
Stupid.
It goes to show you that the only thing that stops a good guy with a gun is a gay guy with without a gun. Oh, shit.
Was it a joke? No.
You gotta say, show me.
Okay, sorry.
Oh, yeah.
Do it again.
Show me.
Yeah, like how everybody's like.
Yeah, good answer. Yeah, good answer. Wrong!
That's hilarious.
Good answer.
I can see that. Yeah.
Oh, shit.
That's wild, dude.
Anyways, Club Q's devastated by the census.
Yeah, how old was the dude?
That's 22.
Anderson Lee Aldrich. Sounds like a black guy.
You got to be gay with that name. You know?
It almost was like we planned to say three different types of protected minorities. Sounds like a black guy. Sounds like Muslim. You
well,
gotta
who
be
do you
gay.
Think you are podcasting? That's what you came for.
No, I'm saying
what's
like
awesome is that it was spontaneous. We didn't plan that at all. It's just who we are.
Yeah.
Dude, don't lie to the people. This is all scripted.
These savages are our guests.
I meant like it was inner hate.
Right. Yeah, you were making my point.
Yeah, exactly.
And trying to pass it off as your own.
No, I wasn't. I was emphasizing yours. All right. People think I'm stealing because I'm brown.
Well, you are most of the time.
Brown, for sure.
Yeah. When you're not being a white woman.
True.
You haven't white girled out in a while on us. I miss it.
I think it was Sober October. That
makes you a whiter lady?
No, it makes me lesser of a white.
But lady. You've been...
You said
such
I haven't
a
been.
Bitch. Such know, a dumb, not stupid whore.
For so much longer than that.
Come guzzling slut over here.
You've almost always been.
Yeah. Okay. Continue your point.
That's very white woman right there.
Yeah. Thank you for bringing it back. I just missed it. That's all.
You missed me.
Yeah, I miss you. I feel like we don't talk as much anymore.
That's because you've been so sad and depressing lately, dude. Yeah. You haven't connected with people.
You're right. I am disconnected lately.
Here's the reality. I'll work on it. You're not talking to us. That's what it is.
Oh. Okay. You're being a white woman all the time, but I just don't know because I'm not talking to you guys.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah. So you wouldn't miss me, dog.
Once a white woman, always a white woman.
That's what I've always said.
Yeah. I don't actually miss you. I just miss the white woman thing you do.
That's mean, dude. Yeah. Apologize.
Talk about rude things you can do at
I'm just clarifying what I said.
On Thanksgiving,
you're getting drunk off one beer and talking bad to Uncle Pedro.
Auntie, please.
I don't miss you, Pedro. Uncle Pedro.
Don't make me touch you again. I had a miscarriage once. I'll do it again.
This is terrible. We should end right now.
Amore Ivas.
Happy Thanksgiving, y'all.
Show me. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Good answer.
Good answer.